a new yeast named Bucky. We're speaking today with Chris Hettinger, Department of Genetics, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Chris, what is the Bucky yeast?
The yeast that we discovered and named for Bucky Badger is actually formally named Blastobotrys buckinghamii, and it came from undisturbed, uncut forests in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's a tough yeast, and when you grow it on plates, you can see it aggressively growing along the auger, just like Bucky charging down the field.
And Chris, what else makes this particular yeast interesting?
One thing that is interesting is that other members of the genus are actually able to detoxify toxin that is made by the Fusarium wheat rust. We've already received word from some colleagues that are interested in testing it, and we hope that it will have some promise there.
Chris, you're out looking around the whole world for yeast. What are some of your most recent finds?
Well, so one thing that we just discovered a few months ago was actually the first strains of Saccharomyces eubaeanus from outside of South America. Our collaborators in South America discovered this species, the missing link in the origin of lager brewing yeast, which turns out to be an interspecies hybrid between typical ale yeasts and this other species, and we've now discovered it in Wisconsin.
Where in Wisconsin did you find it?
So it actually came from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. In South America, we know that Saccharomyces eubaeanus is very closely associated with southern beech trees. And so my undergraduate student, lacking Nothofagus or southern beech trees here in Wisconsin, wondered if they might be associated with American beech trees. And it turns out that their westernmost edge of their range is right by the edge of Lake Michigan. And so she was talking to her family. Her aunt remembered that Indian Mound Park in Sheboygan actually had beech trees. And sure enough, she went there and sampled, and those became the first isolates of Saccharomyces eubaeanus outside of South America.
Chris, give us an idea why yeast are so important to you and to the world.
Yeasts are important because they are the major producer of biofuels. They're incredibly important to the baking industry and the fermentation industry. So they make beer, wine, champagne, cider.
Chris, how do you look for yeast?
Well, the way we look for yeast is to grab soil or bark from as undisturbed of an environment as we can, and we bring them back into the lab and give them lots of sugar and some other nutrients, and then we put them out onto typical petri plates and look at the yeast colonies form. And at that stage, you can actually see that there's a lot of diversity in morphology and color, and then we sequence its DNA to definitively tell whether it's different from something we already have, or whether it's a new isolate, a new individual.
We've been visiting with Chris Hettinger, Department of Genetics, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.